Well, today I wanted to talk about what Paul was writing in 2 Corinthians, the letter to the Church of Corinth. And basically, Paul was writing to the people in Corinth about the authority of his ministry. People were asking, you know, is he really worthy to do God's work? Is he truly an apostle? And he said that the proof of God's work among us is not shown through letters of ink and documents. It's shown through the letter written by the Spirit of God in our lives. God is not interested in our qualifications as Christians. He's not interested in our religious knowledge. He's not interested in our religious methods. God is interested in the message of our lives, the message that is written in each of us as his children. And the reason I wanted to share this message today was I know the summertime is a time where everyone is relaxed, everyone's excited to, take some time off, travel. And even myself, with the weather getting so hot, I just feel lazier and lazier. I feel sleepier and sleepier. And sometimes that comes out in my spiritual life, too. I began to forget about what is my purpose, what is my calling. And today I wanted to use the message as an inventory to ask ourselves, what kind of letter am I from God's perspective? So today's sermon is not complicated, but I wanted to use it as a spiritual checkup, in a way, to ask yourself, where have I been faithful in my discipleship to Christ, and where am I in need of help? And if we took 2 Corinthians chapter 3 very seriously, if all Christians are a letter, we should study and examine them as letters. And this time, however, the letter is not made of paper, but it's one of the Spirit and living through God's power. And so today, I wanted to kind of ask yourself, what kind of letter am I? That's the big question. And what kind of message am I conveying? What kind of thing, you know, what kind of letter am I? If I truly am a letter from God, written by the Spirit of God, what kind of letter am I? And so I wanted to just ask four simple questions. And I don't want to, I'm not here to make people feel bad. I'm not, here to condemn. But I want to just ask yourself very honestly these questions. And the first question I want to ask was this. What is the purpose of this letter? And by that, I mean, what is my purpose, goal, and vision in Christ? Does my conduct show that I am a letter with purpose? And that's the first thing I want to ask. What is the purpose of this letter? So if I truly am a letter from God, am I sent from God with purpose? Am I sent from God showing that I have a goal and I have a vision in Christ? And I think this is really important. I think I was very challenged. You know, I don't know if you're living your lives like sort of the 9-to-5 routine, and you always feel like, I'm just living to get through this week, through this day, through this hour. I don't really have time to think about a bigger picture. I just need to take care of what's happening right now. But as we know, all good letters, there's a reason why you sent the letter. There's a purpose for your letter. There is a purpose for you being written as a letter from God. What is that purpose? If you ask yourself, is the job I'm in, did the decisions I made this week, did it show that I live with a purpose that is greater than just the everyday? Am I just simply trying to get through from day to day? Do I live as a letter that has a meaning, that has a greater significance? Does the way I live my life, my decisions, does it show that I am a letter with purpose? That I'm not some junk mail out there that is just out to do a purpose of just getting people's attention and advertising, but that I have a significance, that my letter is out there to change the world. And so that's the first question I want to ask us. What is the purpose of this letter? Do we live our lives as a letter that has purpose? And the second thing I want to ask is, what's the content of my letter? What does my lifestyle say about the presence of God in my life? My speech, my time, and my resource investments. Do they inform you about Christ? Does it distort or confuse what God's message is for the world? What does the daily things that I fill my life with, what do they say about who God is? You know, someone said that, I remember someone saying, like, you know, some people are theologians. Only some people are called to study the Bible. Only some people, you know, preach. You know, some people only have that gift. But one person said, did you know that everyone is a theologian? And what do I mean by that? If you look at the original word of theology, the word theos in Greek means God, and logos means word. And so it basically means everyone has words about God. Everyone is a theologian. Everyone has a view of God. Now, is it a good view or is it a bad view? That's to be questioned. But all of us, by the way we live, we show what we think about God. If you live your life in a certain way, with certain attitudes, you display a certain reality about who God is. It's not that some of you do that, some of you don't. We all do. Many of us think that theology and what you believe needs to be a written statement. But more than a written statement, it is written by the content of your life, by your decisions, by the way that you treat others, by the way you invest in things. If I spend X amount of hours doing X activity, then that tells me something about me. If I spend all my time hanging out with a certain kind of people, that tells me something about me. If I spend my words talking about certain things, that tells something about me. And I can try and convince people that I believe something else, but the content of my life will tell me what I truly believe, what is truly on the letter of my heart. And so the questions I was asking is, what is the purpose of this letter, first? Second, what's the content of my letter? And the third is, who is it sent to? How am I living as a missional Christian? Who is it sent to? Am I interested in going beyond my familiar circles for the sake of the gospel and the kingdom of God? Am I willing to be a letter that is sent to others? You know, one thing that we have to remember that is most important about a letter is that a letter was never meant to be kept for yourself. A letter was meant to be sent. And if Paul is really saying that we are letters written by the Spirit of God, then it makes no sense that God wrote a letter and just wanted to, like, leave it in a box somewhere. And the question now remains is, like, am I being sent to anybody? Is this message of who I am in Christ, is it getting out to anybody? Am I interested in going beyond my familiar circles for the sake of the gospel? If the letter that I have that is written by Christ seems to only meet the same people all the time, every week, every day, is it really communicating anything? And so as I'm saying these questions, begin to ask yourself, where could I really grow in? Which of these questions do I really need to grow in? Is it, what is the purpose of this letter? What's the content of my letter? Or who is it sent to? You know, I think for me, I think naturally, many people don't know this, but I'm actually very shy at times. Rhea doesn't believe me, but like... but I was painfully shy. I was very quiet growing up. And I learned to kind of, the only way I could deal with my shyness was kind of just to force myself into very public situations. And it's very difficult. It's very painful. Even just sometimes even sharing about who I am, I get very shy. I remember growing up, people asking me, what does your dad do? My dad's a pastor. Everyone's like, oh, that's weird. And like, they didn't know what else to say to me. And then it'd all go quiet. And then sometimes when I meet people, I tell them that, you know, what do you do for a living? And I tell them, well, I'm a pastor. And then all of a sudden, the conversation gets very quiet. And then they're not sure what they want to say to me. And then I don't want to tell people because I feel awkward too. And there's so much, even for me as a pastor, I get hesitation, like, I don't want to bother people. I don't want to put myself out there. You know, I don't want to be one of those obnoxious Christians. But the truth is, God has called us to be sent out from ourselves. You know, does that mean the letter will be well received? No. I've gotten some letters in the mail that I did not like at all. Some of them I threw away because I didn't like them. Some of them, you know, I just ignored and I left on the shelf, but at least the letter was sent. Who am I sent to? Have we sent the letter of Christ in our lives? And the fourth question is this. Am I aware of who reads it? Do I live in such a way that I am accountable for my actions? Is more of Christ revealed in my conduct? Where is he hidden? When people see my conduct, do they understand that I live with an awareness of God's presence in my life? And I think this is a very important thing. I remember talking to someone who was very ill one day, and they had to write a whole bunch of emails for work, and then they were writing like personal emails on the side. And they were writing all these emails for work, and then one of the letters they were writing to their supervisor, they said, "Oh, love, Jenny." And they're like, "Whoa, my," right? And they, at that moment, she realized, and she had sent it, and she felt so bad, because she realized it was the inappropriate audience. Like, she was so confused about who she was writing to. Like, she was writing a personal letter at that time, that's usually appropriate. But then if you think about it, the letters that we write, are we aware of who's reading it or who's receiving it? I thought about, you know, the times in my life where, you know, I can walk into a certain place and no one knows who I am. They don't know if I'm Christian. They don't know I'm a pastor. They don't know anything. But the thing is, God does know who I am. Am I aware of that God knows what is the content of of the letter that is me? Do I live in a way that's consistent with that? I had a friend who was signing up to be in the Marine Corps, and I heard a story about my friend. He was telling me about this time where there was only him and his other friend. And basically they had passed by a flag. And the appropriate response was for him to salute the flag. And the thing is, he stopped and he did it. But no one was around. It was only his friend. He says, "You know, hey, you don't have to do that. No one's around. No one's watching." But my friend replied, "I know, because I'm watching." And that was very impressive because he realized, you know, the integrity was not about, do I do this? Am I Christian? When people see me, when people are aware that I'm a Christian, do I act a certain way? Or do I do it because I know that I am who I am? I know my identity, and I'm consistent with it. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 11 and 12 challenges us in this way. It says, "Dear friends, I urge you, as aliens and strangers in the world, to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that, though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us." And Peter is saying to the Christians, live in such a way that Christians and non-Christians alike will recognize that the way you live your life testifies, it tells people that you believe in something greater than yourself. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us. So that one day, when these people come face to face with God and they discover the truth of who God is, they'll look at God and they'll say, "Ah, you're the one that person was living for. It makes sense." Do I live in such a way that all the people I come in touch with, that one day, maybe they don't believe in Christ now, but one day when they come face to face with Christ, will they say like, "Well, you know, I see now why they gave up their lives for you. It makes sense now. You know, I didn't understand it at first, but now I get it." Are we living lives the way we conducted ourselves in front of people who didn't even know we were Christian? Were we consistent with the message that was given to us from Jesus Christ? I was sharing with a young adult group on Friday. Many people asked me the million-dollar question. "Pastor Sam, is it okay if I ... And usually what this question means is, Pastor Sam, how much can I get away with and God not get mad at me? And you know, I tell people, if you ask that question, you're asking the wrong question. Because the fact is, if you need to ask that, you need to ask something a lot deeper. It's not about, is it okay? If Pastor Sam says it's okay, then I can do it. It's more about, is the letter of Christ, is the message of Christ consistent with the message that is in my heart? And I face this constantly. I realize that I'm not just accountable to you as my congregation, but I'm accountable ultimately to Jesus Christ. In fact, the times where I am most accountable, the times when integrity is most important, is not in front of people, but when people are not watching. Am I somebody who lives and prays and worships in the light of Christ? Not because of peer pressure, but because this is who I am. This is my identity. Peter says, we are aliens and strangers in this world. We're not here for the praises and the approval of the people in this world if we're aliens and strangers. We are a letter from somewhere else. And so I want to ask again, what kind of letter are you? If you look at your life as a letter, what is the purpose of this letter? What is the content of this letter? Who is this letter sent to? And am I aware of who reads this letter? You know, this year and last year, the church theme was about making Christ known. And in fact, you know, an important part of CCC's identity is about knowing Christ and making him known. And if we were really serious about taking up this calling, we need to take up the challenge to say that, yes, I am a letter written by Christ, and I am willing to be sent into the world. And indeed, that's what communion is about. An important part of communion is not just taking the communion, but going out from this church and asking as many people as possible to take part in this communion with us. Let us be faithful letters to Jesus Christ. Just as the Father sent the Son sends us into the world. Let us pray. God, we pray that you would help us to be letters that are faithfully and lovingly sent out into the world. Lord God, we pray that you would give us courage, that you would give us strength, you would give us wisdom to be letters of blessing unto the world. We thank you that, God, you are a gracious God, and that even in times that we falter, you are faithful to equip us and encourage us. Lord, today, whatever letter we've been, from this day forward, would you help us to be better letters for the sake of your kingdom? We pray this in Jesus' name.